epistle to the Ephesian church. And this is the sixth chapter. This is the final word that Paul has for the church in Ephesus. The final word that he has for us among many. And as he begins here in the sixth chapter, the 10th verse, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Kind of sounds pretty dark and dreary, doesn't it? So then Paul continues. He says, put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand your ground. Stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the sword of faith, which can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So far, God's Word for our consideration this morning. Our Word, God's Word, to encourage us and to nurture us in our path of life. I want you to think about your life. And I want you to think about being covered. I want you to think about being covered with life insurance. I want you to think about having your vehicle and RV and boat and house covered with the kind of insurance that covers that. I want you to think about your own health and health insurance that covers you. I want you to think about long-term care insurance. That's anything really but long-term care. We have this long-term care insurance with Genworth, and we look at it each time it comes for renewal, and you can stay the same with these kind of benefits, or you can opt out with these kind of benefits, and it doesn't really seem to cover the life that we're living here on earth, because it just, in duration, once you pull it out, it's only good for 4 years. So they're telling us, you know, we're only going to cover it for 4 years. We might think about that. And we might think about this gal who was asked about her marriages. She says, you know, it's kind of strange. I was married 4 times. I was married to a banker. In the second marriage, I was married to an actor. Third marriage, I was married to a minister. In the fourth marriage, I was married to a mortician. She kind of joked about it and said, you know, one for the money, two for the show. You know where this is going, don't you? Three. Get ready and
where to go.
Are you covered? Are you ready? Are you living in this earth? On this earth? But I don't want you to think about these things. I want you to think about the greatest thing that God gives to us. And he gives us this armor to put on. He is writing to the Ephesian church and telling the Ephesians that Satan is there. That Satan wants to chew them out and spit them out. Satan is the deadly enemy. It's not your brother and sister in the faith. They're not your enemy. Satan is. and in order to cover you so that you are strong, is that you need to take the armor of God. Many times in our lives, we forget about God. We put him on the shelf.
We only take the Bible out when pastor's coming to visit.
Put it on the coffee table. Make sure that we blow the dust off of it. Wipe it off. Put it on the coffee table. I've gone through numerous Bibles. They're all sitting still on my shelf. Several have lost their covers. One is still underneath the table in our living room between our two chairs. If I pull it out, it starts to fall apart. I can't seem to read the Bible that I've got for the sermons. My eyes are growing dim. And yet God gives us his word to read every single day, not just on Sundays, not just during midweek services, but every day. Because we have problems in the world. And the problems is that we need help. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. And we seem to think that God's only there when we have trouble. God is there all the time. He is there when we have births, baptisms, confirmations. He's there all in between as well to strengthen us. Because God knows we're going to have trouble. God knows that we're going to have problems in the world. 2016 was the end of 2016 was an enlightening time of my life. Labor Day weekend, 2016, I was at our cabin up north mowing. And all of a sudden, I started itching my head. All of these gnats, these mosquitoes got to me right underneath my hat. The next week, I was itching my eye because it was red and sore. I went to the clinic. I was diagnosed with insect bites. Still kind of irritated me. So I went to the eye doctor because I couldn't see under this eye. He says, "You don't have insect bites. You have shingles." Since September of 2016, they have been bothering me, and Karen reminds me it's not shingles anymore, it's the neuropathy, pulse shingle neuropathy. It's tough. I start itching my head, I can't stop. I break out when high stress level is around. These are things that I've got to live with. The Apostle Paul, and I'm not going to equate that my problems are like the Apostle Paul, but the Apostle Paul went through so much turmoil, so many problems, and still he remained true to the Lord. And he gave this sixth chapter to the Ephesian church to tell them that they were not going to be free of problems. So put on the full armor of God. Use his word. His word daily in your lives. Because so often we're unprepared. Did you think about preparing your vehicle for winter? The last couple of days when the weather forecast has been for freeze warning and It even said snow coming. Are you ready? Do you have the emergency kit in your vehicle? You know, if you put everything that they say that you're supposed to have in your vehicle for emergencies, you might not be able to sit in your vehicle. Really, trustfully. And yet, we need to be prepared. We need to have the sleeping bag. We need to have the rope. We need to have those torches. We need to have all of those sorts of things to be prepared. So often, we're not prepared. So often, when we come to the end of our lives and we know it, we're still not prepared. My father died in 1990, and going back into 1989, and he would see the oncologist. And I remember the words the oncologist said to him. You know, Tom, chemotherapy didn't really affect those tumors you have. So we're going to try radiation treatment. And of course, my dad said, how much time do I have if radiation treatment doesn't work? And the doctor said 6 months. From that point on, we were waiting for the other shoe to drop, but we still were not prepared. Tuesday, April 3rd, Monday, or when Tuesday, and we saw Dad. Kissed him goodbye, and we left for London, North Dakota. 10 hours later, I got a call from my sister that said that Dad was dead. I wasn't prepared for that. We're not prepared, and God wants us to be prepared. God wants us to know that to be prepared, we need to be in His Word. We need to participate in the sacrament, which we will have this morning. Christ's body given for you. Christ's blood shed for you. For the remission of your sins. To prepare you for your journey of heaven. Which will be in a very, very short time. We often think that we live long. Karen's mom just turned 100. Wow, that's a long time, isn't it? Actually, no, it's not. It's here now and gone very soon. 72 years ago, last week, I was born. I didn't imagine myself being here on earth 72 years. A lot of things have happened. Am I prepared? I kind of hope so. But I don't know. But the Lord prepares me through His Word. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Those are the words we need to hear. The Son, Jesus Christ, He's the one who was crucified. He is the one who was on the cross, bloody and beaten. But thank God the story, the message doesn't stop there. Because on the third day, He rose again from the grave to give us everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. Such covering we have. This is so important for us to understand. And yet, we still have to have it in language that we understand. A couple was traveling in London, England. And if you've ever been in England, and especially in London, traveling in the streets, you get all confused because we're trained to drive on the right-hand side of the road, and they're driving on the left-hand side of the road. And you look, we were sitting in the back seat of this driver taking us to our motel. And I was almost closing my eyes all the time because it's not how I thought of driving. Anyway, this couple was in London They were in the back seat of a taxi cab, and on the left-hand side, they saw the words, no exists, or excuse me, they saw the words exist. On the right-hand side, they said, it said, no exist. And they said to the driver, excuse me, it should be exit, no exit. He said, no, if you go off the left-hand side, you will live. If you go off the right-hand side, you might not live. Or like I saw a few years ago, a semi-truck. Semi-truck was turning on the left, and he had arrows on the back of this truck. And the arrow to my left says, you will live. The arrow to the right said, suicide. God is telling us the same thing. If you do not read his word, do not participate in the sacraments, and do not live in his care and keeping each and every day, you will not live. That's dangerous for us to hear, but we need to hear it time and time again. We need to be in God's word. We need to be in God's care and keeping. We need to participate in the sacraments and have Christ's body and blood to strengthen us, to live in us, so that we may live and we may continue in his care. This is what God is telling us. From the Apostle Paul, is to put on the full armor of God so that we will be strengthened in the day that we are hit with all the evil. Because that's what Paul says, that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the evil forces of this world of Satan. In Christ's holy name, amen.